Now for us to check in with Pat Pagano and get the details on our forecast for the week. Pat, we had a beautiful Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Just what was expected.
And nobody followed the rules. Kent Park is closed, but people were, and no parking was allowed, but people parked along the road and went, they jammed in. Bulls Good. Bridge Recreation Area was closed by the state. People illegally parked and went in there. I live on the way up to Mount Riga, and the traffic on my road on Saturday and Sunday was amazing with the amount of people. And then the Appalachian Trail, where they recommended people not go on it and follow social distancing, the parking lot, cars were parked within inches of one another, and there were hundreds of people. So obviously, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know that people have to get out and stuff like that, but when you park your cars that close to one another and you're not following the social distancing rules, yeah, when you're on the trail, you probably are, but sometimes I just don't know what it's going to take for people to understand, Pat. I just don't know.
You know what they have to do? Just like they have started TV commercials about cigarette smoking, and you see the effects of it. And it's really, really, I mean, anybody who's smoking right now, it should scare them out of their boots with some of those commercials. They have to do the same thing with this virus. And they have to hit home and show people how bad this is. Okay. It's not, you just don't get this virus. Go into the hospital, put oxygen on your nose, and in a week come out. That's not the case. It is extremely painful. Sometimes they have to put you into a coma so that they could intubate you and you don't feel the pain. It is from what I'm hearing, it is an absolutely awful death. So you have to prevent this. Let me give you a point in case. But before I get to that, let's talk about the weather.
Yes, because it was beautiful.
One system going out, varying amounts of clouds and windy today. There could still be a stray shower, but low 60s compared to how warm it was yesterday. And then clear and downright chilly tonight, 35 to 40. Not a bad day tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, mid-60s. Cloudy, maybe a shower Wednesday, and that would come in the afternoon into the evening, 55 to 60. Some showers, low 60s Thursday. And Friday, we'll call it partly cloudy. We're in the 50s, unseasonably chilly, especially Saturday. Mother's Day will begin to recover, but Saturday could be chilly enough to get some snow showers,
Jeez.
Wet snow showers.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, that's on Saturday. All right, so we had to go to the lake, folks. If you haven't been following the saga of Pat and the mice in the cabin, had to go to the lake, three friends meeting me there. Two are going to clean out underneath the cabin, and me and my friend David are going to get the sink out, the entire cabinet of the sink, and the whole bit. Well, we get there, and I'm there first, and then David showed up, and I said, I'm just not going in first. You're going first. So he went in, and lo and behold, he found three more, which brings the total, folks, up to 33. This goes from the fall until the winter, 33. So, so he took the traps and everything. He brought them all the way back into the woods. So, okay, great. So now I go in, and he says, I'm going to cut the pipe. He said, you don't have to do that. I said, yeah, go ahead. So he cut it, both pipes, the drain pipe and the other one. He says, okay, now we have to tilt it up so we can get it over the stems of the pipe and pull it out. We pulled the refrigerator and the gas stove out too. So we pulled it out and we looked behind it. And of course, I'll send you a picture, Marshall. It is completely covered with what.
Yeah.
And the hole where the pipes go through, whoever did this, the hole was twice the size of the pipe.
Expressway to Pat Pagano's.
Boy, you almost took the words right out of David's mouth. When his wife called, she said, David, how did you make out? He says, let's put it this way, Elena. He said, we pulled that sink out. The hole around that pipe had a neon sign flashing hotel. And I said, now what are we going to do, David? I said, I can't stuff enough wire in there. He goes, no. So he made two small square out of two small pieces of square wood. He cut a hole in the wood, and he slipped it over the pipe down to the floor, and then he screwed it in on each one, on each of the pipes, and then we stuffed it with the copper wash mesh wire as best as, I mean, it is so tight, it's not funny. And then Donovan went under the cabin after he cleaned it out, and all around the pipes, he put that great stuff, that the foam that that hardens, and he did it twice to fill it all up. So we got all of that done. We cleaned everything up in that area, put everything back. And we had to go to Home Depot. We had to get supplies, too, before we pushed it all back. So then it was about two and David left. So now it's just me and one other friend left. Donovan left. He was through underneath. And the only thing I had to do was stuff the hole near the fireplace because it's a propane fireplace. So it's 3:15. And I go over there, I move the furniture because there's furniture all over the place. I move the furniture and I go to put the copper wire in it, and there's a trap there overturned, a spring trap. Yeah. Do you think that I was touching that?
No.
I left it. And I wrote to David and I said, David, please do me a favor. Remove the trap. I don't know if there's anything in it. And we have to get underneath there and get that hole too. So hopefully David will take care of it. And getting back to your coronavirus, as I'm driving out the lake, coming down a little path, bro, I see six teenagers, six of them, one after another, coming down. They must have done a little hiking. They all waved. None had masks. And they're just right behind one another, and they're just walking in single file. No masks at all.
You just can't explain it. You know, you don't know. It's like some people, you go in stores and people have the mask over their mouth, not their nose. It doesn't do any good.
That doesn't do any good. How about the people that walk down the wrong aisles? Because you have arrows.
Yeah.
I said to the lady Friday, I said, ma'am, you're walking down the wrong way. Oh, I can't be bothered.
That's right.
And she kept walking. You know, and all of us, we're walking against her, so and she's walking toward us. We're trying to avoid her, so everybody pushed over to the right to let her pass. And yesterday when I went to Home Depot, which is not the case here in New York, lines outside, and you have to keep 6 feet apart with the mask, and he's got his cell phone telling him how many people are let in. And he lets two or three in at a time. I waited, David and I waited a good 15 to 20 minutes before we were able to get into Home Depot.
That's what you have to do. That's the way you do it.
Well, look at what happened in Mississippi.
Yeah.
He released, you know, getting back to normal. And all of a sudden, the first day, 400 cases and 30 fatalities. He rescinded the whole thing. He put everybody back to a stay-at-home thing. Right. And what about Georgia? The highest number of cases since late last week.
Yeah.
Now that they returned to 467 cases or something like that. Yeah. What are these governors thinking?
I just don't know. You just don't know. Oh well. Yeah. Well.
You know what? I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Let's put it that way. Because they can't make us. They can't make us wear masks. Or keep 6 feet apart. I mean, they're saying they could arrest us, but I mean, can you really do that? I don't know.
No, they could if they want to. But store owners, I'll tell you right now, if you want to try to get into LeBron's market around here, and they take your temperature and it's over a certain level, you can't go in. If you don't have a mask on, you can't get in. If you don't follow the arrows and everything, they'll politely ask you to follow the arrows. If you argue, you don't shop. I mean, you have to be that way.
You know, you kind of wonder, what do people think? That our government is doing this because they're playing games and they're having fun?
Well, there are those people that think the government's doing this just to get control of us. Those are the cuckoos. The cuckoos.
Please.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, hey, we had two nice days, and the trees really came alive over the 2 days. So it's looking more and more like spring, but then again, on Saturday, it'll feel more and more like fall.
maybe even winter. We'll see.
Oh, God. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty.
Take care. Pat Pagano, The Mouse in the House, our forecast with Pat Pagano here on Robin Hood Radio.